Hello, and welcome to a mini bubble of this little old podcast, My Streaming Bubble. I'm your host, Jen, and well, I'm back again, and it's the beginning of the end of my mini bubble watch and react to The Last of Us. Today, I bravely take on episode 8, titled When We Are in Need, and I think I'm in need of an adult or someone more emotionally stable. I don't know if I'm ready for these last two episodes. I don't know anything about them, but just knowing how the last two episodes of any season can hurt and scare and all that loud, weird, noise-making, dramatic fun can be, I have a feeling I'm going to be a mess when this is over. So a quick recap of episode 7. So we get, it's an Ellie flashback episode, and I'm a sucker for flashback episodes. I'm a sucker for flashbacks. I don't know why. I think they're fun, and I love them. But we meet Riley. We see Ellie at like a Fedra school, and we meet her friend, roommate, and girlfriend Riley, and we see this love flourish in the middle of a fungus-induced zombie apocalypse. And it was a sweet episode, and it had very cute moments of like these carefree teenage shenanigans kind of thing in the apocalypse, and kind of how they seek out fun and like a date night. We learn how Ellie gets bit, but not exactly what happens to Riley, who is also bit. I assume the worst because, of course. Meanwhile, Joel's bleeding out in a random basement. And after Ellie's done remembering the night everything changed, she tries to save Joel and not leave him behind, like he originally told her to do. He was like, go, just leave me to die. It's fine. Let's see what else. That's pretty much it. It was a nicer episode, relatively speaking. Not without its painful moments, of course. But my favorite part of that episode would be the parallel and choices between Frank and Bill from episode 3 and Ellie and Riley, and kind of why Riley makes the choice that she makes, and that is wanting to stay and try and live as long as she can with Ellie, despite both of them having been bit. And I just think that is so fucking sweet and adorable. They're just like, we just have found each other and expressed our true feelings to each other, and I don't want to let that go yet. And it's just, So, you know, we know Ellie's fine and that she's immune, but again, assuming the worst with Riley because it's a fucking zombie show. So the show hates kids. All right, enough of what we already know and on to what we don't know. And that's how exactly am I going to react to episode 8? The synopsis up here on HBO is Ellie crosses paths with a vengeful group of survivors and draws the attention of its leader. A weakened Joel faces a new threat. So that's what that is. Oh, dear God. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead, hit play, sit through there previously on, and into the shit we go. Fucking infected, nasty looking sons of bitches. Oh, yeah. The sewing part. I forgot about that. That was pretty gross. Not too bad for this show, all things considered. Still love the intro. Never skip intro. Unless you're short on time. And you just really got to get to the next episode, then okay, fine. I'm already very weary of this guy. Maybe it's my own personal views on religion, but I don't trust him. There seems to be very much something like a about to drink the Kool-Aid vibe about this opening scene. Oh, maybe it's a funeral. My bad. Oh, so it was like a funeral for that little girl's dad. Kind of a weird vibe, though. I don't think he's with you, dude. I don't like this guy. I sense evil in him. Oh, back to Joel. It's kind of cute seeing Ellie taking care of Joel. Try to do a little hunting, it looks like. Oh, a little bunny. Oh, Jesus, Ellie. Oh, oh. Looks like she actually hit the deer. Good job.
Quickly, whoever shot it's probably nearby.
Hmm. Taking someone else's kill from hunting. Already assuming that they're probably nearby. I don't know. That doesn't seem very Christ-like, my dude.
So what's your name?
Nunya. Nunya business. She's probably way too young for that.
You're inviting me to your hunger club? Thanks.
Your hunger club.
I'm a decent man. Just trying to...
So you went from teacher to preacher because what? It fucking rhymes.
Teacher to preacher because it rhymes. Ellie's funny.
Everything happens for a reason.
Ugh. See, did not trust him. I get he's out for vengeance, but... Oh, is he the guy Joel killed, like, right before he got stabbed with the railroad tie? That girl's dad? Ooh. I bet it is. Oh, boy. Oh, the syringe into the owie. Ew. Oh. I didn't like it. Aww. She's cuddling next to him. Aww. And his subtle little, like, head turned towards her. Oh. That was so sweet. Something terrible will happen. I don't know. I didn't really like how she asked, what is it? Like, could it have been people? Because there's the venison. No one cares. Oh, shit. He just smacked that girl. See, I don't fucking like him. I knew it. Not a good dude. Oh, fuck off with him holding his hand out to help her up. I liked how he said, maybe that's God's will. But David didn't like that. Oh, Percy down. Come on, Ellie. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Oh. Instead of going door to door, they could just, like, follow the horse tracks back to where they came from. That seems easier. More efficient. Oh! Oh, shit! Got him right in the fucking... neck. Oh, damn, Joel. Dude died with, like, the most psychotic look on his face. God, I don't like this guy. He's greasy, slimy. I don't fucking trust him.
That part of your life, it's ending. And what I'm offering you is a beginning. But if you can't find a way to trust me, then yes, you are alone.
Talk about your savior complex. Damn, Joel's taking hostages, killing and beating motherfuckers. Oh, stabbing people in the knee, holy shit.
Go ask him, he'll tell you I'm not lying.
Oh, shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's like after seeing those kind of softer sides of Joel, almost forgot what a stone cold killer he can be. In order to survive and all of that, yada, yada, yeah, yeah, yeah. But Jesus Christ, that's fucking ruthless. Oh, that was an ear. That was an ear. Why was there an ear there? Exactly. See? Chop me up into little pieces. I'd rather not. Implying that he would.
If you want to judge me.
Mm-hmm.
It feeds and protects its children, and it secures its future with violence if it must.
This dude is a fucking whack job.
Are you telling me all this?
I can tell the others to stop looking for him.
Oh, they've stopped. Oh my god. Another violent psycho that thrives in an apocalyptic situation. By feeding off of people, literally, and manipulating people under the guise of religion. Yeah. Pedo vibes. I had a girl, Ellie. Oh. There's the people. Oh. Oh, she bit him. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Can she infect people? Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Ellie with the butcher knife. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Burning it down. Like, where is everyone? Oh! She got him, though. Oh! Fucking get him, girl! Caption said David gurgling, which was pretty satisfying. Damn! She's still going. Well done. Now get the fuck out of there. Bust a window. Or grab his keys. Yeah, whatever. Oh. Oh.
It's okay, baby girl.
Oh, it's okay, baby girl. Oh my god. Oh. Oh wow, that was pretty intense. I love intense. Very good episode. I think for my initial kind of my initial thoughts on this episode is I loved that Ellie saves herself. Joel's there. He kills the guys that are coming after him because he's well enough, because she's done all this work to help get him better with getting the penicillin by making a deal or whatever with that fucking psycho. But by taking care of him. She's also like doing her best to take care of the horse, which was really cool to see. Enjoyed that. Just taking on these responsibilities of trying to survive and help Joel to survive. So when that David dude's like, oh, you wouldn't survive out here. I think she's doing a pretty good job. I think she could manage much better than him and what he turns to. Well, not turns into, but the way he manages to survive this horrible, I assume, cannibalistic serial killer, or maybe not a serial killer, but definitely a fucking pedophile. Definitely like a serial predator of some kind, and trying and like fooling and lying and manipulating these group of people that depend on him for survival and just so he can live his sick, twisted ways. That's how he's managed to survive through all of this. Whereas I think, especially at this point, Ellie definitely does not need to go that route and she would be just fine. But, I don't like those types of characters. So it's always very satisfying when they die. And seeing him, seeing David get all fucking butchered up at Ellie's hands was a lot of fun to watch and very satisfying, like I said. So I did enjoy that a lot. And again, Ellie saving herself, of course I'm sitting here and during like the the confrontation, the showdown between Ellie and David, and then the burning building, you know, part of me is like, oh, is Joel going to come in the last minute and save the day? And of course he doesn't. And I love that. I really, really do. And more of that, not just, you know, women, girls being capable, but like kids in these scenarios that they are in, these situations that they are born into this dystopian zombie filled world. So I kind of forgot about Joel killing the one guy a couple episodes ago. And I think even during that episode, I was like, eh, whatever, he's not important. But he was, you know, there was a reason for that. And, you know, and David's making the point to Ellie when she's in the cage that, she's defending Joel, just like Joel was defending her in that moment when Joel ends up killing that Alec dude and gets stabbed with the railroad nail. And it's like, yeah, but why did Joel feel like he had to defend Ellie in that moment? Because those people were attacking them. You know, as she said, they were defending themselves. So it kind of makes you wonder, like, what's the purpose of like David's group's like scouting missions or whatever that was when they encountered each other? Is that them, quote, hunting, you know, looking for more people to eat? And the whole like cannibalism in the apocalypse, in these scenarios, like, it's so gross. But I absolutely see that as a route some folks might go. So I don't know. I'm trying not to compare this show to The Walking Dead, but it's not easy for me as I sit here and I look at my Walking Dead stuff in front of me down here in the pod basement and having followed the series from beginning all the way to the end. But this reminds me of kind of that, like the arc and like the episode where, well, one, Rick and his group encounter cannibals. And there is a guy that is infected that he had gotten bitten, Bob. But these cannibals had already cut off Bob's leg and was eating it. And he's like, you're eating tainted meat. And he's like screaming it. And I loved that. That was hilarious. And I think that was also Terminus. So that's the one that, like, you know, spoilers for Walking Dead. Sorry. Carol blows them the fuck up. And that's like one of my favorite Carol moments. And then you kind of throw in, you know, in this episode of The Last of Us, the character that's also clearly a pedophile reminds me of the characters that Rick and Carl and them, Rick and the group, encounter that were, the guy was also, well, I don't know if he was a pedophile, but he was definitely getting ready to assault Carl in front of Rick. And Rick did the best, my most favoritest thing ever in that entire series and maybe all of television. But he bites a dude's neck and just chomps down and rips it out. And it is glorious and disgusting and one of my favorite fucking things. So I was kind of thinking of like those two storylines from The Walking Dead throughout this one, this episode of The Last of Us. Two of my favorite moments from that series, from before everything kind of out. But it's like, why in both of these zombie-ridden worlds are we see the cannibals existing and thriving, and, well, maybe not thriving, but surviving, encounter our protagonists, our heroes. It's like, So in the end of times, the worst people will survive because they are able to get away with doing the worst possible things. Whereas, you know, before we see Tommy and what was his wife? Maria? Yeah, Maria. And, you know, their community is doing very, very well without having to resort to any kind of fucking degen behavior. And also by keeping that low profile. So, and spreading and having that rumor that they are far more dangerous than they actually are, which is very, very smart You know, for a second I was thinking that James was going to be maybe a little bit better than David, maybe be even the one to take David out, because at the beginning we see he's very much kind of like maybe drifting from David's preachings and his path and everything. And, you know, I'm of course thinking it's maybe he's just more cult leader than a religious zealot or just religious leader in terms of like giving them hope and faith and, you know, in a good way. But no, he was just as terrible. So I wasn't sorry to see him go either. But I did wonder, what the fuck happened to like everybody else? Like, were they just all hiding in their like homes or whatever? Because where did everybody go? Well, another great episode. And so that wasn't too bad. I was expecting something a lot worse, but I think because the deaths happened to terrible characters, it was not that bad and actually like kind of satisfying. So A+. Maybe my favorite episode so far. But we'll see what the last episode. I feel a little overconfident right now again. Oh, but I do feel for Ellie for having to go through all of that. She definitely had that look of she's just been through some shit on her face when she and Joel meet up at the end of the episode. And it's like, you know, David's all like, oh, you do need a father. It's like, well, she kind of has one, but someone that actually like respects her. So fuck off. But yeah, so Ellie's got some shit she is dealing with as she, you know, just more shit for her to deal with. Poor kid in the apocalypse. But what are you going to do? It makes for good storytelling. Makes for a good video game, I guess, and a really good television series. So, all right. With all of that said, I think that's gonna about do it for me today. Another great episode. I've really been enjoying these. I hope you guys have been enjoying these as well. If you have any suggestions of any other future episodes, whether they be Watch and React, Mini Bubbles, or just any short movie you'd like you'd like me to cover, send an email to mystreamingbubble@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow me on all the socials. I'm still over there at the old tweeters, and you can find me at Streaming Bubble, no my in that. And I'm also still on Facebook and Instagram as My Streaming Bubble. And of course, be sure to rate, follow, and share this podcast wherever you get your podcast fix. And all, oh my God, I can't. I don't know why I can't do this. But as always, thank you all so much for listening today, and keep streaming. Bye.